And now, on PJ and Jim, time for your weekly COVID update with Tara Duggan.
Yes, it is. Tara's still with us, of course, just after the news to give us the other bit of news that didn't quite make it into the news bit.
Indeed, yeah.
Absolutely.
The sort of, I was going to say the light-hearted look at coronavirus, but
say that at your peril.
Yeah.
Right, so what did you find then, Tara?
Well, there was a story doing the rounds this week. I don't know if you saw it on any of the TV stations, but scientists in Galway and Limerick have developed this drone, this ultraviolet drone that's going to go in and sterilise public spaces. Now, apparently the medical profession have been using ultraviolet light to clean and sanitise areas for decades now at this stage. But obviously UV light is good when it comes to stairs, as Donald Trump informed
us. Well, I was just going to say, if the Donald has already spoken about it,
then we know that it's going to be useful. But basically this drone now has been devised where it'll basically switch on at night, because UV light can be quite harmful to humans, and to be deployed to public areas to clean them with UV light. So it'll fly over areas, maybe like inside shopping centres, or places where Penny's, for example, is opening today.
Oh my God!
Penny's may have a drone.
Is Penny's
at
opening
night?
Today?
It is.
Yeah, Penny's is opening today.
Oh my God! We're going to have to finish the show early.
Yeah, probably.
To get away from the rush.
Lena O'Toole's not going to be in today. I reckon she's going to pull a sickie. Yeah.
I'd say she's outside it now.
She possibly has been there all day.
It's probably a bit late turning up now.
Well, that's true. Yeah, there's been people there since Tuesday.
Yeah,
but that sounds like a good idea. The only thing about it is, it's going to be fantastic with all the people who are going to like ultraviolet lights, which effectively will be, I assume, nighttime when these places are closed.
Absolutely, that's the plan.
We'll be zooming around.
Yeah.
Oh, the aliens are coming, PJ.
I tell you, look at all the stuff about drones in the papers and all in the news lately. Like yesterday, we were only talking about the drones that are delivering Supermax meals in Offaly.
Yeah, from the Barack Obama Plaza.
I'm telling you, so Offaly may get burgers, and all we get is washed. It's a total.
But this got me thinking about some of the other. They say necessity is the mother of all invention, right?
Right.
So this got me thinking about some of the other inventions and things that we never had before that in this post-COVID era are going to become regular features to our life. So UV drones flying around at nighttime, sanitising our shops and supermarkets and public areas. Then there are some that are very practical that we may have seen and heard of in recent weeks. The face touching alarm. This is like a device that's like a smartwatch. Now, apparently we touch our face an average of 23 times an hour, mostly involuntarily.
Yeah.
An hour.
Oh my God.
I reckon I'm at least triple that, because that was, when we first started learning about COVID and the message was wash your hands and don't touch your face.
I reckon I'm probably with you, because
constantly touching my
face. Working on this show, my head is in my hands.
All the time. Yeah.
I mean, pretty much every time I put up PJ's microphone, my head goes into my hands.
Yeah. And if his head isn't in his hands are in his nose.
Thanks for that. So there you go. That's a practical one, right?
Right.
Then they become slightly...
You raise your hand, it gets close to your face, and suddenly an alarm goes off.
Yeah, absolutely. As soon as you go to raise your hand to your face, an alarm will trigger to stop you picking your nose, rubbing your eye. Scratching your chin, whatever it is.
I'm sure you'd be afraid to put your hands above your waist at all. You wouldn't you? Like, you know what I mean?
So you'd have to keep your hands below your waist.
But you'd be using it for all sorts of excuses. Can you
personalise it? Could PJ's alarm have me on it going, stop it, will you?
I know. And every time you go to put the cups into the drawer, stop it, will you? Jesus.
No, do you know what? We'd need Andy Bad News to be our personal alarm.
I don't think you're allowed to use that sort of language.
Yeah.
So, okay, some of the more ridiculous ones that we've seen already and that I know that you've spoken about on the show, this socially distant with pool noodles.
That was the funniest thing I'd seen.
To your head.
All these people outside of cafes in Germany.
Yeah, that has pool noodles
with these giant
attached
floating devices on their heads.
Yeah, I'm having a great time. Everything is normal.
Well, there's another one apparently that came out a couple of weeks ago, that apparently now you won't be drinking your fizzies in a pint glass. You'll have to get German-sized Stein glasses. Okay, because they don't want you going to the bars frequently.
Oh.
So if you're getting a stein of beer, obviously you don't need to be...
What's in a stein of beer?
I think it's 2 pints.
2?
Yeah.
All right.
Something around that.
Jeepers.
We had the restaurant in Maryland in the US, lads, who had these socially distant tables, which I think you saw as well, that involved
PJ,
a big
rubber
ring around you. Now, we've also, Thailand seems strangely to be, you know, really at the centre of this, you know, inventing things which will make our life simpler and safer. For example, a university lecturer at the University of Rajamangala, which is in Thailand, he's adapted an ice bucket that becomes a banknote disinfection machine.
Oh my God.
Again, it's using the, but think about this.
Hang a second. But it's a bucket.
It's a bucket. It's a bucket. But yeah. Listen, inventions can be simple. They don't need to be complicated.
Is he literally money laundering? Is that what
oh,
we're saying here?
Oh, very smart.
He's cleaning money.
He's cleaning money.
You know, it's hard enough when you leave your wallet at home. Is it going, like, whose round is this? Oh, can anyone shout me? I'm after leaving my bucket in the car.
Absolutely, yeah. Look, I've only dirty money. Has anybody any cleaning?
But again, you see, we were told, use cash, you know, go cashless, use your tap your card, do all of that. This guy, now, again, he's using the principle of the Irish guys in the drone, UV light. So he's installed UV lights into this bucket, and there's a special tray that you can put your coins onto, and there's like a little mini washing line inside with little clothes pegs that you peg your banknotes onto.
Yeah.
And you leave it in there overnight, and then they're disinfected.
Come here, listen, is UV light, explain this to me, is UV light the kind of stuff they'd use in sunbeds and things?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, should we end up in a studio maybe where we're all going around, maybe we replace the lights with all UV lights, right? And we come in and that way we're sanitised and tanned.
Imagine the stadiums.
When we go out.
Imagine the
going
stadiums.
Around with our little goggle things on.
Well,
and PJ and his budgie smugglers.
No, we're not going to have that. I'm working from home if that happens. I'm never coming into the office again if that happens. But
to be fair to PJ, he'd come in the total Jay's fluid saying, oh, you don't want me to have tan lines, do you?
Okay, I'll wear Georgie's clothes if you want.
I think the more likely option for people going into workplaces and shops is going to be the holy tunnel that's been invented by a monk in Thailand. And this is a tunnel basically that consists of PVC tubes and a fogging system and transparent sheets. So it's like a makeshift tunnel, right?
Right.
That you walk through to go into temple. This is why he's invented it, so that people can safely go into and out of temple to say their prayers. And basically it blasts you with disinfectant for 10 seconds as you walk in and as you walk out. A gentle spray, apparently.
Right.
But it disinfects you.
Oh my God. It's an actual chamber. Like
I just picture...
What a scene in the middle. Like a decontamination chamber.
I just picture me poor Elwyn going to mass now. And she has to bring a bucket and a wetsuit to get in.
Well, now you know more than ever before. The COVID Update. Classic hits.